Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we are getting ready to celebrate one of the highlights of summer for a lot of people. A lot of people really enjoy this sport, and that sport is baseball. And we've got the All-Star Weekend coming up for baseball, and the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. There's all kinds of fun stuff. I really enjoy watching the Home Run Derby. Have you seen that before?
No.
No, I think that's definitely something you should probably watch. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to be doing all things baseball trivia this week. But before we do that, we're going to jump into today's fan question of the week. Today's fan question comes from Kelly and Griffin, and they did kind of a team one. So let's send it over to Kelly and Griffin for today's question of the week.
Hi, my name's Kelly, and this is...
Griffin.
Griffin is...
C.
We have a question for you guys. Which cat has ear cartilage that bends towards the front of its head?
All right. Which cat has ear cartilage that bends towards the front of its head? That's a great question. Thank you for that question, Kelly and Griffin. What do you think? We're not big cat people here at the Dad and Lad house.
Yes, that is very true.
So this one is a little out of our depth, but what's your guess?
I actually don't know.
I want you to take a guess.
I don't know any breeds of cats, Dad.
All right. Well, the lad doesn't have a guess. Let's send it over to Kelly and Griffin for the answer.
The Scottish Fold.
The Scottish Fold.
The Scottish Fold. What do you think?
It's Scottish.
Yeah. So this picture, if you could see my screen here, but I wish you could, but the Scottish Fold is like, I don't know. It's kind of a cat that looks like it has like flat ears almost. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. So if you want to go take a look, it's the Scottish Fold, F-O-L-D. Go check it out. Thank you for that question, Griffin and Kelly. We really appreciate you recording that over on speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia.
Thank you, Kelly and Griffin.
We're going to jump in head first into baseball trivia. These are the easiest questions. Round one, the first five questions are the easiest ones. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
Very good. Baseball Trivia Tots, question one. What shape is a baseball field?
Diamond.
A diamond is correct. If you're not familiar with a baseball diamond, there's four bases. There's first base, second base, third base, and home base. And but yeah, it's pretty much the same distance from all the bases to each other. So that's kind of cool. That's why they call them baseball diamonds, by the way. Question two. How many players are on the field for one team at a time? We're assuming this is defense, by the way.
Eleven
is incorrect. So we'll go through them. I want you to keep track. All right. First, you have the pitcher. Then you have the first baseman, the second baseman, the third baseman, and then back at home, the catcher. We have the right fielder, the left fielder, the center fielder, and my favorite position. Do you know what the last one is?
Shortstop.
How many is that? Nine. Nine players on defense at any given moment during the baseball game. Do you have a favorite position?
I really like catcher.
Catcher? Yeah, catcher is a very specific set of skills. You got to be pretty good at it.
And it's the most unappreciated position in baseball.
I would agree. Yeah. Question number three. What's it called when a batter hits the ball out of the playing area and runs all the way around the bases back to home?
Thank you. A home run.
A home run is correct. Now, one of our favorite baseball players that we've ever heard of, name's Babe Ruth. Do you have any idea how many home runs he hit?
1,000.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's pretty close. A little too high. He hit 714 home runs in his career. That's a lot of home runs.
He, in one of the years he played, he led the league in home runs and also got second place in the whole entire league of home runs. Second place behind the team with the most home runs. Himself was second in home runs in the whole league.
Wait, what? You need to say that again. I don't know what you just said. Oh, the next team?
Yes.
So the team had a total number of home runs second to him.
Well, no, he was second to that team.
To what team?
To another team. Like, it's very hard to explain. The team got first in home runs as a whole team. But statistically speaking, Babe Ruth.
Oh, Babe Ruth came in second?
Yes.
Next to that whole team?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay, that makes sense. Sorry, that was a lot of words. All right, question number four. What is it called when a batter safely reaches second base on a hit?
A double?
A double is correct. And if they only reach first?
Single.
And third?
Triple.
Very good. Yeah, pretty easy to remember. Question five, the last question of the Trivia Tot round. What is the name of the championship series in Major League Baseball?
The World Series?
The World Series is correct. Now, is it really the World Series?
No.
No. Now, it is bigger than just America because there are Canadian teams that play as well. So it is North American teams that play.
But the Canadian teams are barely in the World Series.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, you could.
Because there's only like.
Yeah, there's not that many of
there's
them.
There's like three, right?
The Toronto Blue Jays. Well, there used to be more. There used to be the Montreal Expos, but they don't exist anymore. They got moved out of Montreal to the, I think they're DC. They're the Washington
Nationals.
Nationals. Yep. Yep. Yeah. The Blue Jays are really the only
Canadian
major league team. Yep. All right. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. Emmett is five. Well, no,
four for five.
That's right. That second question tripped you up a little bit, but we're going to get things going with a little bit of a tougher questions here. So the next five, we call this round.
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. So here we go. Question number six. What is it called when you hit a home run with the bases loaded?
A grand slam.
A grand slam is correct. That's four runs in one swing. That's as much as you can do in one single play. I don't like calling it a grand slam. I like calling it a grand salami. There's all kinds of fun nicknames for baseball things, but yeah, that's one of my favorites. Question number seven. This song is traditionally sung during the seventh inning stretch.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game is correct. Now, do you know all the words to that song?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm not singing.
No? He's not going to sing it, folks. I know. You heard it here. I was going to ask him, but no. My favorite memory growing up as a kid was getting to watch. We had this the TV station called WGN, which carried all the Chicago stuff. So we didn't, we're in Wisconsin. We didn't actually get to see Brewer games up by us, but we got to watch Cubs games because they were on cable.
But we don't like the Cubs because we're Brewers fans.
That is true. We don't like the Cubs now, but I kind of was forced to watch them. And Harry Carey was the broadcaster for the Cubs, and he would get up and he would sing, "Everybody sing, take me out to the ball game." And he'd like hang his, you know, face out the window and stuff. And it was really big famous thing, and it was a really big tradition. So that's what I remember of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, is Harry Carey hanging his face out the window and singing it. Question number 8. What is the name for an illegal motion made by the pitcher?
I don't know.
He doesn't know, folks. Well, a name for an illegal motion is called a balk.
Oh, balk.
A balk. Yes, B-A-L-K. So if a pitcher gets called for a balk, all of the base runners get to move ahead, which means like if someone's on third and they get a balk, that third base runner gets to go home and score. And there's been like, can you imagine? There were games that ended on a balk. Yeah, like you imagine like you're in like the bottom of the ninth and your pitcher gets a balk and sends the winning run across the plate. That would be terrible. I don't know if I'd want to see a game end that way.
I mean, we did see that crazy Christian Yelich walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Maybe almost a month ago.
But... Yeah, that was pretty sweet. All right, question number 9. Fenway Park in Boston has a huge left field wall. What is that wall's nickname?
The Land of Humpty Dumpty.
The Land of Humpty Dumpty is incorrect, though I do enjoy that. That is a fun answer. Now, the answer we're looking for is the Green Monster. If you've not seen pictures of it, Fenway Park against the back wall, the walls are all painted green, and Fenway's left field wall is like 2 stories tall. It's huge. And it's a really unique characteristic of that baseball diamond. I've never been to a game at Fenway before. Actually, I've never really been to an away game outside of Miller Park, which is AmFam Field now, but
no one really calls it AmFam.
No, not really.
I call it AmFam. It's just, I was born with that.
Yeah. And finally, question number 10. In the famous 1989 baseball movie Field of Dreams, the main character hears the phrase, "If you build it, blank." Fill in the blank.
If you build it, use it good so you don't end up as a big disappointment for all your city.
Not the phrase we're looking for, although I do enjoy that. That's good. The phrase we're looking for is, if you build it, they will come. That is the big baseball field. So the movie Field of Dreams is basically about, there's this guy, Kevin Costner is the big actor.
/ Harrison Ford adjacent man.
Sure. And he hears these voices saying, if you build it, they will come. And so he ends up actually building a baseball diamond in the middle of a cornfield. And all of these ghosts show up to play baseball. It's really interesting. And did you know that Field of Dreams, they called it the Field of Dreams, that actually is real?
Hmm?
Like there's a real Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. You can actually go and see the field.
Is there floating baseball bats and gloves? And
that would be kind of cool if there were ghosts that actually played baseball, but no, not quite. I don't think so. But it is a real place you can go visit. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round of baseball trivia. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you in the car or at home are doing great as well. But folks, I got to warn you, these questions are about to get real, real difficult. I scoured the internet and found the hardest questions I could find about baseball trivia. So get your helmet, put on your chest protector, double knot your shoes, put on your hip waders, braid your hair so it doesn't go in your face, put in your mouth guard, because these questions are about to get really difficult. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. Who is the only player to win both a World Series and a Super Bowl?
Come on, football. Comprehend with my brain. I don't know.
He doesn't know. That's okay. This is a little bit before your time, but you'll probably know the name. The answer we're looking for is Deion Sanders.
Emmett has now left the room.
Did you know Deion Sanders played baseball?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So he played both for the Yankees and the Braves, and he also then played a lot of...
Which Braves?
The Atlanta Braves. And then in football, he played for the Cowboys
and Falcons.
Yep. And well, and he also played for the 49ers for a little while, too.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he is the only player to win both a World Series and a Super Bowl. Question number 12. What city is the home of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame?
Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada would be a cool place for it, but there is only one team in the baseball, in a Major League Baseball from Canada, so I don't think it would make sense to put
it
there.
I'm getting mixed up with hockey.
The answer we are looking for is Cooperstown, New York. Have you ever heard of that before, Cooperstown?
No.
No? Yeah, that's when you talk about baseball, a lot of people relate to Cooperstown because that's where the Hall of Fame is. It's kind of like, do you know where the football one is?
Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. Canton, Ohio. All right. Question number 13. Jackie Robinson was the first Black American to play in Major League Baseball. What team did he play for?
The Cincinnati Reds.
The Cincinnati Reds is a great guess, but incorrect. They are a team that is blue and white. Any guesses now that you know it's blue and white? The Brewers lose players to them all the time.
Oh, it's the Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers. But before we go on, where are the Dodgers playing now? Do you know?
Los Angeles.
Yep. Yep. They play in LA. Before they were in LA, they were the Brooklyn Dodgers. And that's who Jackie Robinson played for. So that's the answer we're looking for, is Brooklyn Dodgers. Question number 14. When keeping a scorebook in baseball, what marking is used to represent a strikeout?
A K.
A K is correct. Look at this guy.
A dab.
He did do a dab. It was a little weird. Do you know why they use a K?
Strike.
You are very close. Yep. It actually is. It stands for the word K and the word struck out. But do you know why they don't use S? Wouldn't that make more sense to use the letter S for strikeout?
No, I don't know. S is for single.
Nope, not quite. Nope. They use S for sacrifice.
Bunt.
Yeah, well... Not really. I mean, there are sacrifice bunts, that is true, but usually a sacrifice is if you have someone on base and you hit a fly ball really far that allows that person to tag up and then they can go to the next one. That's what a sacrifice is. So you're like, you kind of know that you're going to fly out.
I feel like bunt sacrifices are more common than that.
I don't know about that.
They're much more easier.
They both exist, but yeah. So yeah, But so you'll see K kind of all over the place for strikeouts.
And then ka-ching.
And finally, question number 15, the last question of baseball trivia. What is the name of the kid in the movie The Sandlot who made it to the big leagues by the end of the movie?
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez is correct.
The Jets stole home.
And that was actually going to be my guess, or that was going to be my bonus question, is at the end of the movie, what base does he steal? And he, yeah, you just called it. You're answering the questions before they come out. That is a fantastic film. I think we've referenced The Sandlot probably 6 or 7 times now in the podcast.
The greatest line of all time in a baseball movie is, "You're killing me, Smalls."
You're killing me, Smalls. I do say that all the time. And that's going to do it, folks, for baseball trivia. Emmett did fantastic. Hopefully you at home or in the car did really well as well. And we are going to invite you to our next live event this summer, taking place at Cycling Brews in De Pere, Wisconsin. That happens on Sunday, July 20th at 2 o'clock. Come on out for a live taping of the podcast, as well as a whole nother round that we're not taping, but we're going to do another round. So 2 full rounds of trivia in person at Cycling Brews. We hope to see you there. There's going to be giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff. Also, we invite you to leave us a speak pipe and be the fan question of the week for an upcoming episode, just like Kelly and Griffin were this week. Thank you again for that question. Head on over to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and just simply record your question, and don't forget the answer, and maybe we'll be able to feature you on an upcoming episode. Also, if you like what you're hearing, please head over to the review portion of whatever app you are on. Leave us a 5-star review, maybe even leave us a comment. Those reviews help us to find other trivia lovers just like you. All right, buddy, any last baseball thoughts before we sign off?
I had fun.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had fun and not the opposite. All right, folks. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't do this without you. And stay out of trouble, all right? We'll see you later.
Alligators. Crack.
Ah.
Yeah.